Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. It's coming up Sunday in Clarksville, F&M Bank Arena, the Nashville Cats in the playoffs against the Southwest Kansas Storm. Pregame at 4, kickoff at 4:30. You can listen to Big Joe and yours truly on Totally Hits 93.3. We say hello to the CEO of the Nashville Predators who joins us now, Sean Henry. And Sean, we're excited to take another trip to Clarksville to the beautiful F&M Bank Arena. I know it's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome. You know, I actually thought you guys were going to keep me on hold until Sunday. Good gosh.
Yeah, man. Sorry about that.
Whatever. You had all those commercials put in. Pretty impressive new partners, too. Yeah, Sunday's going to be great. I look forward to seeing you guys up there. And, you know, playoffs are always good in any sport. But when you get a chance to, you know, take that great game into Clarksville, that new building, it's really special. And the whole city's behind it, the whole region. It's going to be a fun day.
What was so cool last week is we got there and there were like a group of people that, you know, I don't even know if they had been to a Cats game yet, but that were like, hey, we want this in Clarksville. Like, this is cool. We got a team here, you know, playing in this arena. And then the atmosphere during the game was freaking awesome. And so I expect it to go up another level for playoffs because you know how that goes. But I know it's got to be special for you all and Austin Peay and the city of Clarksville, you know, that work together on this arena to now have this team playing there, you know, in the playoffs, but having the people of Clarksville that have embraced it as quickly as they have.
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing area. It really is. You know, Smashville North or Stashville, depending on if you want the Austin Peay flavor. But Mayor Golden, the mayor of the county, so passionate, just like Mayor Durrett was. And that guy embraces everything we do, everything that's good for the area. I think he's throwing his own party at 2 o'clock in the town square, you know, before the game. And it is incredible. And what I like is there's such an insatiable desire for more program. And, you know, the first 5 years of a building is when you're proving to promoters and leagues what it's all about, why we could support anything and create the atmosphere that you're talking about right now. It's a lot of fun. And then add to the fact, you know, how about those Cats? I mean, Jeff Fisher's passion to make sure that this team stayed around is really incredible. And it's so fun to see it getting paid off with, ideally, a championship. Because we win Sunday, and then we're back for the championship.
I like the we with that, Sean. I love the we part of this.
You know, I am like Queen Victoria, baby. You know, it's always we.
Sean Henry on the Chasing Big Joe Show today. Before we get back to Clarksville and that arena up there, I predicted it. Today is number 64, college football 64 days out. You sent me a picture of number 64. I mean, does it get any better than Jim Burt, Sean?
Man, it's hard to. There was a guy that didn't get a lot of acclaim, right? You know, Pro Bowl. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. But he drove that defense. And obviously, LT was, you know, the greatest defensive player ever. You know, Harry Carson's on that team and Johnson, all great, great players. But for me, it really started with Jim Burt. I mean, when you had to keep guys, you know, focused on him, it really opened up opportunities for Marshall and Martin and Taylor. He was something. He was football too, wasn't he?
Oh.
He and Carson invented the Gatorade dump.
That's right.
After Super Bowl, yeah. I love the guy. But I got two nasty emails within minutes of posting that about what about your favorite Pred. And of course, it's, you know, Granlund, so I had to add him to the list too.
We can't forget Victor Bartley either.
Thank you so much. I'm sure I'm going to get another email. I love Victor Bartley too, by the way, who's a Nashville guy now and a real estate mogul as well.
The F&M Bank Arena, Chase had told me about how great it was. You know, you don't know how great it is to experience it. It's got the new car smell. It's everything perfect up there. And, of course, we're getting the questions, when are you going to put a hockey team up there? When are you going to put a minor league hockey team up there? First things first, Sunday is going to be fun. And what you guys have done up there, Sean, and everything, it was just perfect. And I know we're kind of going too much into this, but it's deserved because it's really a fun arena and it's a fun time.
You know, it really is. And, again, I love the passion. People want more. You know, the guy that tweeted both of us today, Robert, I think he tweets me once a month or every week. I don't know what it is. Hey, when are we going to get a league? And I can't wait, you know, to bring more and more programming. And, of course, you know, hockey happens to be a small passion of mine, so it would be great to really fill that with another league, another hockey league, because we do have, you know, a junior team playing out of there. But it deserves, you know, more and more teams to call itself home. And it's going to be great. But by the way, Robert, When was the last time anyone heard me make an announcement before we made an announcement?
Tell him, Sean.
When it happens. But I look forward to seeing him, you know, in the stands every single game because he's very passionate. I love that. I really do. He's passionate for Clarksville, for our game, and that's a pretty good combination for me. But I remember it wasn't that long ago, Chase and I were begging you to come up to Clarksville with us. So I'm glad that you are enjoying it so much because it is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, my ankle bracelet doesn't allow me out of Davidson County, but we're good now. we're good to go. Let me ask you this, and even though what did you guys see in Clarksville? We know, I mean, it's a great city and all that, but what did you guys see in there that said, we want to be there?
You know, they had passion and leadership, and I always say it. Like, people always ask, when do you put the next Fort Ice Center in, fill in the blank city? It really starts with a dynamic politician, and Mayor Durrett was just that. I mean, he approached us. Gosh, I've been going up there probably 8 years before we even, you know, broke ground, and we were looking to build an ice rink initially. And he said, well, what about this? What if we built something like Bridgestone Arena that could do for Clarksville what the arena did for Nashville? And I'm like, well, we're in, but you know, how are we going to get that done? And it was his passion. So many civic leaders up there said, yeah, let's make it, you know, happen. The fact that he got it done during the pandemic is just incredible. It just shows how much he loves the city, the county, the region, and most importantly, he knows what an economic impact machine a well-run arena could be for a city.
We are talking to Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, and kind of talking a little bit about the Predators. I want to get your thoughts on the announcement that Barry Trotz made yesterday that Roman Josi, your captain, has been diagnosed with POTS, postural tachycardia syndrome. I don't pretend to know exactly what all it means. So when you were told about the news, what was kind of, you know, how is it explained to you, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. And it looks like Roman's going to be good, be able to play, be able to continue his career. But I know, obviously, that's something you all will be watching closely.
Well, yeah, you know, like any injury or anything any player is dealing with, you deal with it as a team and as a group. You know, we have a great medical team surrounding Roman that have been, you know, working with him on this for a while. And it was good to get it announced, you know, so people stopped asking questions about, you know, different things that it could have been. I know that was important for him, but it is very treatable. You know, you look at, off the top of my head, Katie Ledecky, you know, gold medal winning swimmer, has this as well. You know, it's one of those things that you take it on, head on, you treat it, and you make sure you surround him with the best care there is. And I think it was pretty important for him, you know, to say, yeah, let's make this public. Because there are other people that are dealing with it, too. Just off that social media post, it was amazing how many people responded with, hey, I deal with this, too. Love to know, you know, how it's being treated, you know, how he's doing. You know, so when bad things happen, sometimes you can put a spotlight on it and create some good outcomes. And ideally, this is one more. And you know Roman fairly well. You know how he's going to take this on. He's just going to deal with it, treat it, and return to the ice in the glorious fashion that we know.
You know, I haven't talked to Roman yet, but when I do, I know how he's going to be. He's going to have a smile on his face. He's going to have a positive attitude and be like, yep, you know, just something I got to deal with, because that's Roman. And it's like you think about all the bad things that people have to deal with, and then you look at a guy like Roman Josi and always having that positive attitude. I've made the joke. I think I've seen him mad one time. I mean, that's why you love the guy like you do.
Oh, absolutely. And I have seen him mad a few times.
I know. It's a joke. I've seen him mad more than once, but yeah, yes.
No, but I do love, like you said, how he takes things on. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's his passion for certain, you know, organizations in the community, his teammates, our fans, our partners, and then obviously his family. And that's what this really centers around more than anything. His wonderful father and husband, which is a great role model, too. But as you said, the way he takes on adversity, I think, is so admirable. And you're so right. When you're in front of him, he's just going to smile and say, Chaser, you know, just figure it out. He's really a wonderful man.
Sean Henry is with us. Next week, I cannot believe that Friday is the NHL draft round one. It's just snuck up on us as it does every year. But I know you all have a lot of fun things planned next weekend at Bridgestone Arena, a draft party Friday, beer fest on Saturday. So it's yet another great opportunity to come out to Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, it'll be a great weekend. You know, grab your sleeping bag and just camp out. Friday night's the draft party. Make sure you head over to our website, register for some tickets. It's going to be great. You know, we have three picks in the first round, fifth pick overall. It'll be run from our building, which is pretty neat. A few of us will be in L.A. We have league meetings out there a few days before it. and get to spend some time out there. And I get a chance to welcome, three incredible guys Friday night into our organization and their families. We're actually going to fly back with them on Saturday and introduce our first-round picks to our crowd in the middle of the beer festival, which we really need.
It's going to
be a fun weekend. And ideally, it's also a weekend that is transformative for our organization.
That's going to be really cool. So I was going to ask you about that of with kind of the changes. So does Hockey Ops remain here, unlike how it used to be where they were all on the draft floor? Is that pretty much how it's going to be?
Yeah, so our war room used to be on the arena floor with 31 other teams, where now it's going to be in our building, similar to what COVID was. Trying this out league-wide, see how it goes, how it works. It's always good to do it with your fans. On one hand, and the other, anything new will have some wrinkles. But I'm somewhat excited about it. I'm also excited about being out in L.A., where you get a chance to watch someone's name called, whether it's our pick or someone else's. And what I love about every draft, but especially ours, when that young man's name is called, how his parents, his siblings, friends kind of jump all over him, and that's pure joy. I've never had that feeling. I wish I did, whether it be for me or one of my kids. But I'm riding on our grandkids now. Hopefully Charlotte and Benji will be called in 18 years or so.
So since you're going out there, is Barry putting you in charge of, all right, now you give them the jersey, make sure they get where they need to go? Are you kind of like the lackey, or like what is this?
Yeah, no one's really ever trusted me with any logistics, Chase, so I hope not. I probably get the wrong jersey, I have some PR guys out there. I think Bill Hazel and I out there, and we just get to high five and meet some young man and maybe serve them some chicken fingers in the suite.
Very cool. Sean, thanks so much for doing this today.
Wait a minute. You were bragging about having a Pro Bowl or a Super Bowl champion on. I have an Arena Bowl championship in 2003. It'll be nice to get another one under the belt 22 years later, right?
Okay, that I didn't know. Or maybe I did. Maybe I did know that.
Talking about that. Yeah, Coach Mark, the greatest coach in probably pro sports history.
So you
won an 8th championship with us.
So you have a Stanley Cup and an Arena Bowl win.
Yes, sir. I will bring my ring on Sunday and tell Pogster I expect a ring when we win this one too.
Yeah, right. I didn't think about that.
He'll trade that out. He'll get you one.
Because Chase and I have done so much to earn a ring if they win the championship. Kind of like you in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we were down there doing all the work for him. He'll probably give us a bottle of barbecue sauce or something. Like
Were you?
That's great.
Were you also with the Pistons in one of their championships or no?
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but in the course of 12 months, we won an Arena Football Championship in 03 in late summer. We won the Stanley Cup in 04. 5 days later, an NBA championship with the Pistons. 2 months later, a WNBA championship with the Detroit Shock. So it was a really incredible year for our organization.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. That is fun. No joke.
You become more and more fascinating each time I talk to you. I just want you to know that.
Dude, I'm going to do a commercial now for a beard. Most fascinating man in the world. I got to grow a beard first, but I'll get to it.
You can work on that for playoffs next year. How about that?
I'm growing a beard right now for our cats, man.
Well, that worked.
Guys, Sunday all fuzzy up. I hope you guys are too.
Oh, we're
again. You guys don't really shave often, anyways.
Yeah, no, we are who we are.
Just get it all out, Sean. Just get it all out,
Sean. Thanks so much. We'll see you Sunday.
Oh, we're done? I thought we were going to do a double segment, but all right. I'll see you guys Sunday. Look forward to seeing everyone up there. Let's fill the building up. Let's get out there early and show Mayor Golden how passionate we are for another team, another championship.
Amen to that. Thanks, Sean.
See you guys.
Sean Henry, the president or CEO at President on Twitter of the Nashville Predators. We'll come back with what day is it? Celebrity birthdays on this Friday. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.